News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Monday, and you know what that means. We have Ballinger Publishing in the house with Malcolm Ballinger.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. Happy Monday to you.
What a wonderful day out there.
Yeah, it's a little dreary.
I don't mind a little drizzle.
It's
at least 70 degrees.
Which
is important.
I was definitely over the cold this weekend, no question about it.
Ooh.
I don't like the cold. I'm definitely a Floridian now. It's official.
I lived, as you know, for many years up north.
Right.
And, you know, minus 10 or 20 was, well, kind of okay.
Minus 10 or 20 was okay?
In Nebraska.
Are you okay?
Now, I'm in Florida, it gets below 50 and I'm freezing.
Thank you very much. That's when I break out the big Nanook of the North boots and the earmuffs and the gloves. Last week, I came in here with a scarf. I was like, it was crazy.
You know, Todd always takes credit for the Chamber of Commerce weather. Where is he now?
That's right.
I must rib him about that.
Absolutely. Definitely. Well, I have to say, when you walked in this morning with the beautiful new Pensacola magazine, it is the most gorgeous cover because it's from one of my absolute all-time favorite moments in the movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, when all the people of Whoville gather around the Christmas tree and they're singing. You know the song?
I'm not familiar with that.
I love the song, but I'm not going to sing it. That was the most I'll sing.
Said earlier, as I drove in, you were boasting that you were a singer.
No, that I'm not a singer is what I was. You didn't hear. You misheard me.
I heard what I wanted to hear.
That's correct. I own the actress part, but I am definitely... No. The joke is they have professional singers, right? Mm. But my agent looked at me and went, you can sing, which means you can carry a note, but you're not a singer. And so then it was also the dance part, because you had the triple threat, the singers and dancers, they can do it all. They've all had, ballet classes since they were two and, this was, you can sing and you move well, Meg, you move well. It's not a compliment.
That's sort of, I think
it's
what
a sobering assessment, put it that way.
Backhanded compliment, I think.
I don't even know if it's backhanded. I think it's pretty clear what they were saying.
Yeah.
Stick to the acting, girlfriend.
Yes.
Anyway, enough about me. Let's get
but
back
fortunately,
to this.
But fortunately, we have lots of talented people in Pensacola.
No doubt about it.
That perform at, not only PLTU's, we just heard, but also Children's Chorus.
Oh, yeah, and they're having the big Christmas show this weekend as well.
Yes.
So you don't want to miss that. And my understanding is that they're changing it up a little bit. I was talking with Kathy Dunnigan from Channel 3, and she was telling me they're going to do a Saturday afternoon performance this weekend because the Pensacola Christmas Parade is Saturday night. In the past, they would have a Saturday night performance, so the kids would miss the Christmas parade. Mm. So they've decided to move it up and have it in the afternoon, which will solve two problems, traffic, but the kids will get out in time to participate in the Christmas parade, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a little change this year for their schedule, just in case you were thinking about checking out Pensacola's Children's Chorus this weekend for their extravaganza that they have.
And I love the Children's Chorus because we're a sponsor. And I've said this, I think, before, just a couple of weeks ago. I love the way that they have a cute little boy or girl with a sign that comes on and says, Pensacola Magazine, your original city magazine, etc. And they just do it in such a great way.
Oh, yeah. It's really cute.
It's worth going just for that.
That's really good. And that's going to be this weekend, I believe. I'm trying to look up right now. Here it is. Presents Christmas on the Coast. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be December 13th, 14th, and 15th. So that's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And also this weekend, we were just talking about A Christmas Story. Malcolm, you said that Ballinger Publishing does the program for that?
Yes. This year, we're going to print the program for PLT, so we're very happy to do that.
And you always do such a great job.
Well, as you know, we try to be very involved in the local cultural scene and attend as much as we can. I'm not sure about... I'd like to say I'm going to go see the Children's Chorus, and I think I may.
You should go. Yeah.
There's
you
so
could go
much
Saturday afternoon and then go to the parade.
And then go to the parade.
Yeah.
There's just so much happening in Pensacola.
Oh, my
Christmas.
Gosh.
It's just
and
hard
all
to...
of it is in Pensacola Magazine. I'm sitting here looking. You've got everything laid out for you for the whole holiday season. And it looks like it starts around page 22, 23.
Well, before we get there, let's get to the important stuff.
Oh, okay.
Page 15.
15. All right. Yes, sir. What's on page 15?
Raise a glass to the holidays. Festive spiked punch recipes.
Why did I not know that this was going to be the important topic for
now,
you?
Now, for those of you that don't want the alcohol in there, you can make them, what's the word?
Mocktails.
Mocktails.
Yes.
That's right.
You can make mocktails.
Thank you.
Okay, so festive spiked punch recipes, mulled wine sangria. Mmm, that sounds
champagne,
interesting.
Champagne, pomegranate.
Try that again. Okay. Have you already been trying it this morning?
Yeah.
Probably. Did you already have a
Too
glass
many.
Of the mulled cider?
Pomegranate punch.
Okay.
That's a hard one to say.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Especially after you have a couple.
Yes. Well, it is Christmas.
Do you know what the meaning of mulled wine is?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
No.
Okay. Well, maybe a listener does. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question for Malcolm, or maybe you know what mulled wine stands for, text it in at 850-437-1620.
If you turn the page to page 20, you know, a feature of our publications has always been to promote local business.
And you do a fabulous job, I have to say.
And so, as we often do, there is an article about locally made, locally sourced Christmas gifts.
And you know I'm passionate about, with my chamber background, of buying local. Support your local businesses.
Yes.
We have so much talent here in Pensacola. Mm. So many shops, so many businesses, artists. It's incredible. And it's wonderful that you promote this on your pages.
I think I was going to say, it's not the best, but the most unique gift, can I say that?
Is sure.
Number two.
Well, they can't
Blue
see it.
Blue Angel earrings.
Oh, there you go.
By the Crafted, I can't read that without my glasses.
Blue Angel earrings by the Crafted Makery.
Makery, oh, yes, okay.
It's at the Rusted Arrow Mercantile and Palafox Market.
Hmm.
And reasonably priced, only $18, and they're little jets. They're little Blue Angel jets. They're really cute.
I'm not familiar with that.
But
I guess
I know.
It's a stall.
Yeah, and I know there's a bunch of folks that I know from Pensacola Beach that would love to have a pair of those earrings.
Yes.
Super popular.
And of course, number six is always a good present.
Oh, it's number six.
If you listen to the program, as I know two or three people do from time to time,
yes.
You know that I love a beer.
No. Shocker.
Yes.
So this is a leather Pensacola Beach can cooler. That you can, it's like a...
No, number six.
Yeah, that's six. Yep.
It's a growler.
Oh, okay. What's a growler?
A growler is, I think it's 2 pints of beer, I think is the, a growler is...
Oh, it looks like a beer cover to me. Beer can cooler? No, we're not looking at the same thing, are we? Oh, wait, I'm looking on the other page.
Ah, yes.
Aha, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yes. Okay, my bad. Growler of beer, a growler of beer. Okay.
Yeah, I think
totally
it's,
different.
Is it 2 liters? No.
You're asking the wrong. Well, it says here 32 ounces or
I just
64
know it's
ounces.
It's a lot of beer to drink.
64 ounces is a gallon, isn't it? 2 gallons of beer.
Hey, this is too early in the morning.
Oh, you're scaring me. You're scaring me, Malcolm. Oh, my goodness.
I thought
all
the
right.
rule was you don't make it difficult for the guest.
I don't know. You're making it difficult for the host. Where's that rule?
Yeah.
All right. We are having some fun this morning talking about Ballinger's Publishers' latest publication of Pensacola Magazine, all about culture and lifestyle in Pensacola. Listening with talking to Malcolm Ballinger. If you have a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and our guest this morning, Malcolm Ballinger. And Malcolm, I have a little song to play for you here. I just want to, we were talking earlier about the cover of your magazine. This is, if the magazine had music, that's what the picture is. Of the Who's in Whoville around the Christmas tree.
Oh.
And they're singing this song about a perfect Christmas.
Hmm.
Welcome Christmas. It's after the Grinch stole all the presents and then he brings them back. Malcolm is looking at me so blankly right now. Okay, never mind.
I must have missed out on this. I don't remember my kids were into the Whoville thing.
Well, it's from the Grinch, the original one, not the new movies that have come out, but the original one that used to come on with Boris Karloff. His voice was the Grinch's voice.
Oh.
You've never seen that one?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to get that for you. Hmm. It's a classic, and it's wonderful, but at the end, this is the picture that's the cover of your magazine.
Oh, I see.
They're singing around the
Christmas
tree.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. All right, what's
well,
you got?
Well, you learn something every day, is it?
Oh, speaking of learning, thank you to one of our listeners who sent in a text explaining mulled wine. He or she says, mulled wine is wine that's been heated with added sugar and spices, is drunk warm as a traditional winter drink in some countries. So there you go. That's what mulled wine is.
We must give it a try.
There you go. Definitely a holiday drink for sure. Mm. All right, so what you got over there, Malcolm?
Well, as we move on in Pensacola Magazine, we go to holiday happenings on page 20. Wait a moment. I must remember to put my glasses on. I can't see the page. I think it's 31 or it could be 23.
Let's see.
Am I the only one in the world that has this problem?
It looks like everything starts on 31.
Oh, okay.
So you were right the first time.
The first time.
Yes, sir.
Of course, there's the children's chorus, and then there's the Winterfest.
Which is ongoing.
Yes.
Now through the holidays. It's fabulous. I saw the big trolleys going by this weekend, and there's so much happening with that. They have entertainers and actors who are entertaining throughout. So many. I mean, if you want to look it up, you can find out all the information on visitpensacola.com. Mm-hmm. They have some of the schedules there, and then there's a Winterfest page as well.
If you have not been downtown since the lights were lighted, I guess.
Lit.
Lit.
Oh. Okay, now I'm thinking you're lit, okay? I think you might be a little lit this morning, bud.
Did I have too much wine last night?
I'm starting to wonder.
They were lighted.
Lit.
Lit.
And you're supposed to know these things. You're from, you know, England with the English accent. I'm expecting good grammar from you.
And a publisher, yeah.
Oh, thank you, and a publisher. Okay, you were saying about the lit trees.
Just ignore what was previously said. If you've been downtown and observed the lights since they have been lit.
There you go.
You will, I think, really appreciate how beautiful downtown is. It's just festive, and it's just great to take the kids and walk down Palafox Street, maybe stop and eat or do a little window shopping. But it's just really beautiful downtown.
And it puts you in the mood for the holiday.
Correct.
It's just lovely. And now that the weather's warmed up a little bit, there's no excuse. And for sure, this weekend's the big, you know, Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade. So you've got a great opportunity. And everybody does such a great job of the floats and dressing up. And you'll see elves and Santas and all reindeer. You'll see a little bit of everything. And rumor has it, the big man's going to be there.
The big man?
You know.
Oh.
Santa.
The big man.
The big man. Yes, Santa Claus.
Mm.
That guy. He's supposed to be showing up at the parade as well. He's very busy, so he's a very busy fellow.
I haven't spoken to Mary or Dave, but I usually walk with the Cat Country or
thing.
So I may
okay.
Do that. Yeah,
it'll be a blast.
Just to help out. And
the weather forecast looks good.
What do they call them, a wheel minder?
Something like that. I'm not sure. But
so people don't
get in the way of the floats.
Get them float in the wheels.
Yeah.
Safety thing.
Yeah. No, I think that'd be great. So you can look for Malcolm. He'll be there now that he's committed.
I'll be the idiot in a red hat, Santa hat.
I don't know. I worry about you a little bit, Malcolm. Just a little bit. But anyway, we go way back. That's probably pretty clear. But
yes.
I have to say, this issue is just phenomenal because it really, there is so much happening in this community. And sometimes it's overwhelming and it's hard to figure out what to do and when. And this lays it all out day by day by day from now till the end of the year.
Just before we get to that.
Yes, sir.
Just for listeners' clarification, we met, I think, about 22 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Has it been that long?
When I first came to Pensacola, I know I had not been here very long before we met.
Well, I would have still been on the radio then at that point.
I believe you were.
I was on another station doing a morning show.
But then, of course, we worked closely together when you were at Gulf Breeze Chambers.
We did.
Yeah.
We have a history.
If we seem a little familiar, it's because we are. We're good friends.
Yes, we've known each other a long time, and I have the utmost respect for Malcolm because truly I've been witness to the many, many projects and the things that he and his company have done because they not only produce magazines. I don't know what Pensacola would do without Downtown Crowd, Coming of Age, Pensacola Magazine. I mean, they are such, everyone's used to them being here. I mean, it's just a source that we rely on, and that's a huge service to the community. It really is.
Thank you.
And then with this issue, I'm so excited I got a copy now because now there's so many things to to do, that I can go to Holland's Farm, the Christmas trees, on. They have those open Saturdays and Sundays through the 17th. You've got a North Pole thing you can go to. I mean, there's so many things I don't even know about that are in this issue.
There is so much happening.
Right. It's hard to keep up.
Yes. Yes. I sometimes just want to sit at home and relax and have a night off, which I did last night. Because there's just so much happening. You can do something every single night.
Oh, no question about it.
Every afternoon come to that.
No question about it. All right, well, we're going to let you rest for just a couple minutes since you're tired. And we'll be back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3 right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Monday with Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here. We're talking about Ballinger Publishing and the latest Pensacola magazine.
Before we go, we must mention the ballet. I think we've mentioned everybody else.
Go ahead.
December 20th and 22nd is Nutcracker.
Oh, it's so good.
The Sanger.
So good. It's one of the best shows of the year.
Yes. And it says tickets on sale now. I imagine you should probably do something pretty quickly because I know they sell out.
No question. I'm sure they do. And it's a beautiful show. If you've never seen The Nutcracker, it is the absolute. If you're feeling bah humbug this year, take the kids, take the family, go see it, or go by yourself. Just go by yourself and enjoy this show. It'll put you in the Christmas spirit just like that because it's so beautifully done.
Yes.
They're so good.
And also, don't forget to pick up your copy of Downtown Crowd Riot. All of that information is available.
Where can people pick them up?
Just about anywhere.
So these publications are free?
Are free.
And that's even more remarkable.
Now, of course, Pensacola Magazine, for a very small fee, you can have it mailed to your home every month. Many people do. Or there are free copies available around downtown.
Well, it's a great resource.
All over, I should say, not just downtown, all over
Pensacola. No, all over Pensacola, yeah, for sure. And I know we have them at the beach, at the visitor centers out there. All the visitor centers have them.
Yep.
So really, really marvelous schedule of events that you can keep track of. Don't forget the Christmas parade is this Saturday. And then, of course, A Christmas Story at Pensacola Little Theater. And then we have Christmas on the Coast with the Children's Chorus. Ballet is coming up after that.
Do I have time for a quick message?
You do. About 2 minutes, sir.
It's a good time of the year to remember the homeless.
Yes, it is.
But do not, please, do not stop at the corner and give somebody money. That is not the way to do it. If you feel moved to help the homeless, send a check to Loaves and Fishers, Waterfront Mission.
Manna Food Pantries,
yeah. A charity of your choice, because then you know that the money is channeled productively for food and shelter, in many cases, for the homeless.
That's very smart, Malcolm.
Many times I see people open the window and give money to somebody standing on the street corner, and I want to jump out the car and take the money
don't
and say,
do that.
I'll give it to Loaves and Fishers.
Right, don't do that, because unfortunately it'll be used for the wrong thing, unfortunately.
Generally speaking.
Yeah, so.
Generally speaking, it's used for the wrong purpose.
But lots of organizations that you can contribute to or donate food. There's so many ways to help, so.
Or come help on a Thursday morning, cooking breakfast at Loaves and Fishers with myself and
there
my
you
Five
go.
Flags Rotarians.
What time do y'all get there?
I get there a little after 6.
All right, 6 a.m. Thursday.
See you there.
Thank you, Malcolm Ballinger.